fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy May Day and welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. For our Voice of America listeners in Africa and elsewhere who are celebrating May Day as a holiday, or for workers demanding better rights, I hope you're having a good start to the month. In South Africa, an opposition party used May Day to rally voters a week before the country's national election. Also on May Day, South Africa's two-time Olympic champion, Caster Semenya, lost her appeal against the International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAAF. As a result, the IAAF will introduce new rules regulating testosterone levels for female athletes. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten has more on the ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Hi, Gwen.
Hey there, Sonny. The Court of Arbitration for Sport, or CAS, has called the landmark case one of the most important ever to appear before the court. And in a 2-1 ruling, the panel of judges sided with the IAAF to maintain its restrictions on athletes with differences of sex development, or DSD. The decision means Semenya and athletes with DSD who hope to compete in events ranging from the 400 meters to the mile must take medications to suppress testosterone levels. And while the court found the restrictions to be discriminatory, the panel majority deemed the rules necessary as a, quote, means of achieving the IAAF's aim of preserving the integrity of female athletics. However, the court did express concern about how the regulations would be implemented. CAS Secretary General Matthew Reeb outlined those concerns following the verdict.
I can mention three aspects. One, the difficulties of implementation of a maximum permitted level of testosterone in view of the strict liability aspect of the DSD regulations. The panel expressed its concern as to the possibility for an athlete to maintain a sufficiently low level of testosterone, and more specifically, the resulting consequences of unintentional non-compliance. Second, the difficulty to rely on concrete evidence of actual significant athletic advantage by a sufficient number of concerned athletes in the 1500 meter and 1 mile events. The CAS panel suggested that the IAAF consider deferring the application of the DSD regulations to these events until more evidence is available. And three, the side effects of hormonal treatment experienced by individual athletes, that is, the use of oral contraceptives, could, with further evidence, demonstrate the practical impossibility of compliance, which could in turn lead to a different conclusion as to the proportionality of the DSD regulations.
Semenya's case cast a spotlight on the issue of women's and human rights and raised the question of fairness in allowing Semenya to compete with a biological advantage. Overall opinion has been split, but Semenya has said she poses no threat to women's sport, and she's received widespread backing from former and current athletes, like South African sprinter and Olympic gold medalist Wade van Niekerk, who spoke of his support ahead of Wednesday's ruling.
For women in the whole, she's fighting for something beyond just track and field. She's fighting for women in sports, in society, and I respect her for that. I mean, our supporter, and with the hard work and talents that she's been putting in the sport and what she believes in and what she's dreaming for, I've got a lot of respect for her, and I really hope and pray that everything just goes from strength to strength for her.
Semenya and her lawyers are reportedly considering contesting the court's dismissal of her appeal. And on Wednesday, Semenya issued a statement that said, "For a decade, the IAAF has tried to slow me down, but this has actually made me stronger." The decision of the CAS will not hold me back. I will once again rise above and continue to inspire young women and athletes in South Africa and around the world. We'll keep you updated on any developments that come as a result of Wednesday's verdict. And that's all from me, Sonny. Back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Still with athletics, registration began today, May Day, for the 2020 IAAF World Half Marathon Championships in Gdynia, Poland. Organizers say they expect about 15,000 runners to enter the race, and they hope it will be the biggest international mass participation road running event ever held on Polish soil. The event is scheduled for March 29, 2020. The unique format will combine a mass race for amateurs together with the World Championship competition for elite runners. Gdynia is described as a city of sea and dreams. The runners will test their speed and endurance on what organizers say is an attractive and diversified course featuring an unforgettable finish on the beach. Among those expected in Poland next year is Kenya's Jeffrey Kamwar, who will be bidding for his fourth consecutive IAAF World Half Marathon title. And the defending women's champion is Ethiopia's Netsenet Gudetta. Last year in Spain, she set a women's-only world record of 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 11 seconds. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest beta part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. This evening, we continue our look back at Sunday's London Marathon. Kenyan athletes Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koskei won the men's and women's titles in the British capital. Meanwhile, Daniel Romanchuk of the United States and Manuela Scher of Switzerland won the men's and women's wheelchair races in London. Daniel and Manuela also won the men's and women's wheelchair competitions at the Boston Marathon on April 15th. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Manuela Scher after her London victory. Here's Andy.
Manuela Scher has had a great London Marathon. She's been having some great races in recent months, winning everything, all the marathon majors and the series. How do you keep that appetite for winning going? Okay, you're a professional racer, but is that mentally sometimes tough?
Of course, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you don't feel like going out and train. Sometimes it feels like work. Sometimes it just feels like you get to do what you love. And actually, racing is what I want to do, what I love, and I'm really fortunate to be able to do it.
You've won Boston a couple of weeks ago, and now London. Very different courses. We've talked about that before. But how do you feel after London compared to Boston? Are they, if you have aches and pains, are they different?
I felt a little bit worse after Boston because of the climbs, you know, Heartbreak Hill and, you know. So I'm feeling pretty good now, actually, so I'm glad.
Would you do any summer track racing, whether it's at home in Switzerland or elsewhere?
I'm doing the Swiss Series in Switzerland, yeah. It's three track meetings within 2 weeks, so I'm going to do that, but not big travels for track.
Would that also be the same series that Marcel Hug and Daniel Romanchuk, who won the men's title for the USA, were talking about after Sunday's race? That's quite an international lineup, isn't it?
It's actually a big lineup, yeah. People like to come to Switzerland because we have a really, really fast track. And, you know, the year before Tokyo 2020, they tried to get the times to qualify and to get spots for their country. So it's going to be a huge international track meet, yeah.
When we come to the resumption or the new series of the World Marathon Majors, what would be your first race? I presume you're aiming to do all of them, but is that right?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing all the marathons, yeah.
And retirement doesn't figure in your horizon at all. You seem, well, obviously, you've won all six races, so you're hardly on the downslope.
You know, I'm 33, 34 years old, so of course I have to think about my career, but right now it's not. A big thing to talk about. We'll wait for next year, end of next year, and then we'll see what happens after Tokyo.
Well, Manuel Echea, champion not only in Boston, but now the latest win in London. And all the best for that Swiss track series this summer. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with 2019 London Marathon women's wheelchair race winner Manuela Scher of Switzerland. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America, they're playing back.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Wednesday night with a second round game in Denver, Colorado. That's where the Denver Nuggets will host the Portland Trail Blazers in game two of their best of seven series. The Nuggets beat the Blazers 121-113 in the series opener on Monday night in Denver. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Denver's 24-year-old Serbian center, Nikola Jokic, who led the Nuggets with 37 points and 9 rebounds in Game 1. In the words of Nuggets teammate Paul Millsap, and I quote, "Jokic is a sponge. He picks it up. He sees how people are playing him and guarding him, and he makes the right play every time. That's what's great about him," says Millsap. "He doesn't force anything." And Paul Millsap goes on to compare Jokic to Tom Brady, the Super Bowl winning quarterback of the New England Patriots. "I consider him like a Tom Brady," says Millsap. "He's always going to pick you apart and make the right reads. It's unbelievable what he's doing at this stage of his career." In NBA playoff action Tuesday night, the Milwaukee Bucks and the defending champion Golden State Warriors both posted victories at home. The Bucks even their series with the Boston Celtics, as we hear now from the AP's Chuck Freeman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks completely turned the tables and blew out the Celtics 123-102 to even the series at 1-1. After the Celtics won handily in Game 1, the Bucks came back with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton leading the way. Antetokounmpo had a game-high 29 points.
At the end of the day, you know, we got to still stay humble. We know we got Game 3 on the road now. We know every game is going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. And we've got to keep playing good basketball and trust one another, and hopefully we can get Game 3.
Middleton stroked 7 3-pointers in his 28-point night. Middleton says the Bucks felt better about themselves at halftime than they did in Game 1.
The third quarter, we knew that's where the game really slipped away from us in Game 1, so we wanted to come out as strong as we could and try to play the same way we did in that first half.
The Bucks pulled away from a 4-point halftime lead using an explosive 28-2 third-quarter run. Celtic Kyrie Irving had a very quiet night, 9 points on 4 of 18 shooting.
They came out with a sense of urgency. I don't think any team wants to go down 2-0, especially on their home floor. So they came out with that energy. Feel like we paced the game pretty well. But like I said, it starts with the example of me getting down in that paint and making the right reads. And I failed to do that tonight. So that responsibility falls on me.
Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Game 3 in the Bucks-Celtics series will be Friday night in Boston, Massachusetts. Now let's go to the western U.S. city of Oakland, California, where the reigning NBA champion Golden State Warriors took a 2-0 lead over the Houston Rockets. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland.
The Warriors led wire to wire and hang on to beat the Rockets 115-109. Up by 14 points in the first quarter and 15 points late in the third, the Rockets rallied, but the Warriors never gave up the lead. Kevin Durant scored a team-high 29 points. Golden State is up 2-0 as the series shifts to Houston for games 3 and 4. This is Warriors guard Stephen Curry, who scored 20 points.
We did what we were supposed to do here, and we protected our home court, which is something that we haven't done well in the past.
For the Rockets, James Harden was poked in the left eye in the first quarter, but it didn't seem to affect his shooting as he scored 29 points of 9 of 19 from the field, including 3 of 7 from distance. The Rockets have lost both games by a total of 10 points. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As Ryan mentioned, the Warriors-Rockets series now shifts to Houston, Texas, where Game 3 will be played Saturday night. In African boxing, Nigerian prize fighter Efe Ajagba improved his record to a perfect 10-0 last weekend by stopping German heavyweight Michael Wallace in 2 rounds in Las Vegas, Nevada. Among those ringside was none other than Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. Following the fight, Nnamdi asked Ajagba's American trainer, Ronnie Shields, "Where does Efe go from here?"
Well, you know, the thing about it is with boxing, you know, you can always improve on everything, you know. And so we just go continue to do what we've been doing, and we're learning every day, you know, just keep working. And when opponents come, you know, then we just have to put a game plan together and, you know, just make sure he follows the game plan like he did today.
How do you keep a young boxer who is undefeated knocking out people? How do you keep him grounded?
Well, you know what, man? He comes from a very good family. He's a family guy. You know, he talks about his family all the time in Nigeria. You know, he got one purpose right now. Mm-hmm. That's to be the heavyweight champion of the world. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring those belts to Nigeria to show everybody that anything is possible if you work at it. That's his main goal.
Do you think this is the real deal?
Oh, without a doubt. We gave him 1 week off. Mm-hmm. 1 week, that's all he gave, 1 week off. Then we're back in the gym because we're fighting June. We just want to put him at the right pace. You know, he's 25 years old, but you know, he's an experience. You know, he's not a young 25. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very mature for 25 years old. And we just want to keep him on the right path, that's all. Just keep him busy, keep him on the right path. I think as long as we're doing that, nobody's going to stop him. Nobody.
You must be happy with the progress tonight.
Oh, I'm very happy with the progress of FA, man. You know, when I see a young man work as hard as he does, you know, not just with the boxing, mm-hmm. but with the conditioning that it takes for him to do what he did tonight, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. For a big man to do, you know, he don't let the smaller guys outdo him. He wants to be better than all of them. You know, whether it's conditioning, whether throwing that many punches or whatever. And, you know, and that's a testament to him that he gets himself in that kind of shape so he can do that.
That's Ronnie Shields, the trainer for undefeated Nigerian heavyweight Efe Ajagba. And Ronnie was talking with Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. And here are a few fun facts about American boxing trainer Ronnie Shields. Ronnie is 60 years old. He was born in Port Arthur, Texas. And during his younger days, Ronnie was a top prize fighter in the junior welterweight class. In 1984, Ronnie challenged Billy Costello for the WBC junior welterweight title, but lost a decision. And in 1986, Ronnie got another title shot. He took on Tsuyoshi Hamada in Japan for the WBC junior welterweight title, but lost a split decision. He retired as a boxer in 1988, and since becoming a Hall of Fame trainer, Ronnie Shields has worked with some other top heavyweights, including former world champions Iron Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. The current world heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua has lined up Andy Ruiz to trade punches with him on June 1st at Madison Square Garden in New York. The announcement was made on May Day. May Day. Big day, May Day. Anthony Joshua will put up his IBF, WBA, WBO, and IBO crowns against Ruiz. Ruiz replaces Gerald Big Baby Miller, the big baby, crying now because the big baby lost his chance to fight Anthony Joshua after several positive drug tests. Now, Ruiz has a record of 32 wins and one loss with 21 knockouts. He can become the first ever Mexican heavyweight world champion when he meets AJ at the vaunted Manhattan boxing mecca. And Ruiz comes into the fight looking pretty good. The 29-year-old Ruiz recorded his 21st knockout win when he forced the retirement of Alexander Dmitrenko after 5 rounds in a heavyweight clash about 10 days ago near Los Angeles, California. So it's official. Andy Ruiz will replace the big baby, Gerald Big Baby Miller, and Ruiz will take on Anthony Joshua on June 1st at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And I know our reigning prince of pugilistics will be talking about Andy Ruiz as he gets ready to take on AJ at the boxing mecca, Madison Square Garden. And that wraps up the May 1st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Misha Dubinsky. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
During the early hours of this past January 21st, people in North and South America, as well as Western Europe, were able to enjoy the best view of a total lunar eclipse. Some observers were also treated to something quite rare, a meteorite striking the surface of the moon when the eclipse was starting to reach totality. The meteorite was seen as a tiny 0.28-second flash, which some say was bright enough to be seen with the naked eye. Two Spanish astronomers using the Moon Impacts Detection and Analysis System captured video footage of the impact. After analyzing the video, the scientists determined that the meteorite struck the moon at 61,000 kilometers an hour and left a crater between 10 to 15 meters across. They also calculated that the meteorite had a mass of about 45 kilograms and was 30 to 60 centimeters wide. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
This is the